This goes to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L, P-A-C, fax 989-828-6835, regarding Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Van, V like a Victor, A, N like November, capital S like Sam, T like Tom, E-E-L. Date of birth, February 9th of 1947. Dear Mr. Flegel, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Van Steele with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and hypertension. Her last visit was December 13th of last year. She's been feeling well. Her biggest complaint is severe arthritis pain in multiple joints. She's wondering if what else she could use besides acetaminophen, which doesn't really help much. And she understands she's not supposed to use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs due to her kidney function. She did have very bad symptomatic hypotension since her last visit, and her cardiologist stopped her previous hydrochlorothiazide and Norvasc. And since that time, blood pressure has been much better. It ranges between 120 and 130 over 70 to 80 usually. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema. Medications. She's now on a magnesium daily, a vitamin D daily. Paxil is 40 milligram daily. Actually, she takes 40 milligram along with a 10 milligram dose to a total of 50 milligram daily. Claritin, 10 milligram daily. Zocor is 40 milligram daily. Prilosec, 40 milligram daily. And potassium chloride is 20 mil equivalent daily. And Tylenol as needed for pain. Physical exam, her weight is 170 pounds. Pulse is 77 and blood pressure 129 over 87. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 3rd of 2022. Her creatinine is 1.4, which is stable. It generally ranges between 1.2 and 1.4 when checked. Albumin 4.2, calcium is 9.7. Electrolytes are normal with the potassium of 4.2. Phosphorus 3.5, hemoglobin is 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, no uremic symptoms, hypertension, well controlled, and bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.